It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Michael Kiwanuka. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me back.
You took some time. Mm-hmm. Was it all the time spent in creating and constructing music, or was there other stuff you were doing in the time away? Because it's been like 3 years since we saw you here last.
Yeah, it's been a while. It was a mix of stuff. I was always like making music and trying to write songs and being in the studio, trying to come up with stuff. But also doing other parts of life as well. Excuse me. And also we were on the road quite a bit too for the first album. So we were doing bits of that. So it was a mixture of like touring gigs, looking for music that was inspiring to make, and also other parts of life, trying to build on those things too.
When you first came in the first time, we were really touched by the intimacy of the performance and your sense of purpose and intention. And that continues on the new record, Love and Hate. And when I used the term search, I think you literally, you have with your music, search for ideas, search for sentiments, search for feelings, search for sound.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah, I think the main thing for me is, you're always learning new stuff, but like emotion is the main thing, and then all those other things are like kind of the symptoms of it, or like the relation to it. So if something sounds good to listen to, it's because it makes you feel something. If something, the melody's nice, something, the reason why you'd like a melody is because it makes you feel something, or a rhythm, it's because it makes you feel something. So it was that, like, emotion really, like what is it that I'm looking for in the sound, the lyrics, the melodies. And it takes like it's simple things, but it can take a little while to stumble upon it. And especially on the second album, I just thought, how do I stay the same as me, but at the same time, how do you progress? My favorite artists always changed and try to do new things, or try to get better, and at the same time keep the essence of them the same. So all of those things were happening in those years. It was like, how do you do that?
I've been low, I've been high, I've been sold all my life. I got nothing left to play, I got nothing left to say. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white. I'm in love, but I'm still sad. I found peace, but I'm not glad. All my nights and all my days, I've been trying to run away. Whoa, I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white. I feel like I've been here before. I feel that knocking on my door. I feel like I've been here before. I feel that knocking on my door. And I've lost everything I had, but I'm not angry and I'm not mad. Whoa, I'm a black man in a white world. 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 I'm a black man in a white. I've been low and I've been high. I've been sold. I'm a black man in a white. I'm in love, and I'm still sad. I found peace, and I'm not dead. All my nights and all my days, I've been trying to run away. And I don't mind who you are, and I don't mind who I am. But I'm not old, I'm not wrong. Oh, it's all right, and it's all right.
And on this one, you worked with both Inflow and then also Brian Burton, a.k.a. Danger Mouse. And I think it was Brian who you attributed saying, while you want to craft the records, you know, in a progressive way, don't lose your feel. Was that not more or less what was being discussed?
Yeah, he never, you know, he never lets you lose that. I mean, the way Brian records and makes music is definitely like emotion based, and it's very, the reality is always there for the artist. You can't really hide behind his, you know, yourself, you know, you're definitely at the forefront. So yeah, definitely that was a big influence. The main influence for me with work with Brian was, you know, as trying to make this album, I think one of the reasons as well why it took so long is you have like, in my head, it seems like you have like two different kinds of artists. You have, I used to think it was like the like singers, I mean musicians that were credible or authentic, whatever the words you put to it, they would have their thing, but they would kind of stay in one lane and maybe they wouldn't break through as much. And then the commercial acts are like, they're maybe not as like authentic or whatever you want to call it, but are massive. And I thought, how do you, I kind of want like try and get both, you know, like how do you,
yes, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and like my heroes from the past, well, before I was born, they had both. They were like good artists, but they also sold like records, and people knew them songs, and it was on the radio or whatever like that. So I just remember thinking of someone like Brian seems to toe that line, you know, he makes some good records that are interesting and like, you know, musical and like inspiring records, but also he affects like culture and society that's happening now. And for me, that's what pop music is, or popular music is, if it's affecting what's happening today. And that's hard to find that stuff, you know, like what is it in you that is happening today that people like men and women or boys and girls can relate to all at the same time? That's, you know, that's quite an interesting thing to try and look for. I don't know if I found it on this one, but you look for it. And that's probably the biggest thing I learned working with Brian and doing this album, was trying to make music that affected people.
Oh my, I didn't know what it means to believe. Oh my, I didn't know what it means to believe. But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of more than I do? Oh Lord, I'm getting ready to leave. Oh my, I didn't know how hard it would be. Oh my, I didn't know how hard it would be. But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of more than I do? Oh Lord, I'm a getting ready. Then we'll be waving and singing freely, singing standing toes, now coming easy. Oh, no more looking down, honey, can't you see me? Oh Lord, I'm a getting ready. Waving hands, singing freely, singing standing toes, now coming easy. Oh, no more looking down, honey, can't you see me? Oh Lord, I'm a getting ready. Oh Lord, I'm a getting ready. Oh Lord, I'm a getting ready.
Boy, the band is sounding great. The band today is sounding tremendous.
Yeah. It's been fun having that. That stretching out is one of the things that, again, working, we did a lot of the album out here in America. That was one of the influences, is to like play a lot more like electric guitar. This album's, you know, features a bit more of my guitar playing, and we wanted to leave room for that and space for that. You know, that was really fun. It was like a good way to break out of my own rut. And like, I've always been a fan of music and the instrument side as well as the song and the singing. So it was good to be able to marry those two. Again, they're like influenced by like older records, but just trying to put a fresh spin to it.
These songs sound like they just have so many ways to go and grow on stage. You must be excited about eventually getting out to tour behind them.
Oh yeah, it's like we've had a few gigs, just kind of like set up gigs, or in England they call them underplays or something like that. But playing mainly the new stuff, like play a few of the stuff from the first album, but mainly the new stuff. And yeah, it's so much fun. Every night's different. You know, there's a new kind of level of concentration, because it's, some of the songs are more intense, a bit of a darker, more intense album. But that's cool, you know, to get kind of be put out into another world for an hour and a half or so. It's great being able to play like acoustic and electric guitar more, and it's great to have songs that are longer and stretched out. The singing is more like varied and more risk taken that way. There's basically more risk in each part, and like every night sometimes things are on the edge and they could nearly fall apart. But that's where I think the interest comes in, when things are about to kind of like mess up, but they kind of stay.
Well, as is typically the case, the more you do it, the more you've gone to the edge this way, that way, whichever way, then there becomes that liberating moment of, you know what? Let's take it a different direction tonight, because we're confident. We know we can.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's when you find things that you maybe didn't even know when you first did the song.
Yeah, and I think that's the same with like making albums too, actually. You definitely have that spirit live, and that's what keeps the live gig happening. And, you know, you've got to play a lot of the same songs again and again if you're promoting an album, so you could lose interest. So the thing that keeps the interest is that going to the edge and trying new stuff and finding new ways to express yourself that you didn't even know you had. And it's exactly the same in the studio. You have to, I think this album again was about that for me, and maybe why I took a little time, is you go in and you have to try and do stuff you've never done. You sound awful sometimes, you're vulnerable, you're kind of not, all the comfort zones are gone and you're just kind of empty and starting again like a little baby. And that's actually the stage I think you should always be at with music or creativity or like a lot of things in life, is when you're really like in the moment, is when you've really got to work out this new environment and space, and that vulnerability in lyrics, in playing, in sound, in production, in structures, you know. And I think it takes a bit of time, you know, and hopefully that gets quicker. But yeah, it's really cool live and also in the studio.
One more night till the morning. one more night till the morning. One more night, one more night till the day. I'm on fire, I'm on fire for the morning. I'm on fire, I'm on fire for the day. Lord, I believe it. One more night till the morning. Lord, I believe it. One more night till the morning. One more night till the morning. One more night to the morning. One more night to the morning.
God bless you and congratulations. The new album is superb. Your pursuit, your search is a good one. So
thanks very much.
That keep means on a lot. Searching.
That means a lot. Thanks very much. It's nice to be back here as well and playing the new music first out here. So I really appreciate the support.
You
I'm
going
to keep going. So yeah, there's plenty more music to hear from
you. You know, you come back next time, we'll take each other's temperature, and hopefully we'll both still be true believers.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's Michael Kiwanuka joining us live on 88.5 KCSN.